I am Ethan Hall.
I'm Suzette Kregenbrink.
And I'm Brett Karkosh.
Today we will be talking about video game violence and how it affects the state of mind on children.
What are your guys' thoughts on games, and what do you think it has done to your child over the years? Or children, my bad.
Well, I have three boys. Right now they're ages 18 to 24. And I mean, they have had gaming systems, and I would say that, yes, they have had some mature games. Two out of three of my kids get bored with gaming after a short period of time. And so luckily they just have the ability to say, I'm done, you know, without having someone, me, the mother, tell them, hey, it's time to be done. I do have one son who really... it gets more engaged in the whole, I guess, world oftentimes. And so as a young kid, yeah, I would have to tell him, time to be done. You know what? He was respectful of me as a parent, and there weren't arguments. There weren't that kind of thing that happened.
Kirkus, do you have any thoughts on this? Or?
Well, mine's a little bit different, my situation. I have two daughters, and my oldest daughter, she's in preschool, and so we haven't really introduced a whole lot of technology with her yet.
Like, have you ever had, like, any students or something come in? And
yeah, for sure. I think it's a healthy balance with students, or even my own child. Like, she has an iPad now, so we did implement, like, screen time for her, and her video games aren't violent video games, but they are more like Barbie games and things like that. So a little bit more for the youth. I have had students come in who I would say are somewhat addicted to video games. I wouldn't say they're always violent, but there is an addictive quality to video games if you allow it to take over.
You know, obviously that's the whole goal, is to keep you on, whether it's a social media platform or it's a gaming platform. When developers are putting it together, the goal is to keep the user connected.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think video games have changed even from when I was a kid to what it is now, because there's a whole online platform that's kind of taken over, and an online community that you communicate with and you interact with. Gone are the days where you're just playing Nintendo by yourself in your bedroom.
And truly get bored. And obviously that's one of the reasons why they created an online platform.
Yeah.
So, Devin, do you have any experiences?
Well, yes, since I do play violent video games and that. But, I mean, for me, it really doesn't have an effect on that, because I know that it's not really a bad thing.
I would agree with that. Like, you have to think of the developmental stages in adolescence, right? So the human brain doesn't, for males, usually don't mature until, like, age 25. So your brain is continuing to make connections, and you're kind of feeding your brain with different connections when you're playing violent video games. And so how does that look to a 12-year-old opposed to a 20-year-old to a 25-year-old?
Right. I know, ironically, in my Twitter feed, I had a link that talked about violence in video games just yesterday, and it connected to some different Vox podcasts themselves, and debating does this cause violence, you know, does this cause the actual shootings that take place? And the reality is there's a lot of aspects that influence people. And so to try to identify one thing, such as video games, it's really almost impossible scientifically to point a finger at it. Hands down, it does desensitize. And even watching the news desensitizes people. You know, you hear about a shooting and you may not even pause because they just talked about a shooting a week ago.
Why do you think they're convinced to do shootings? Or, like, what do you think's running through their mind as they're going to try or going through it?
An actual... Yes. Someone who is choosing to go into a public setting?
Yes.
Yeah. Usually it has to do with some type of hatred, some type of mental illness, because sometimes their reality isn't even truly what reality is. And so hands down, I believe, I mean, and in fact, you think about schools or shootings with schools a lot, but when you actually look at news, I mean, the number of shootings that happen in public venues, whether it's a concert, you know, going to the movies, people in a grocery store, you know, there are just a Walmart parking lot, you know. I mean, we've heard of all of these things in the last 6 months. And so people's goal is obviously to hurt others. I mean, that is the end product. What has pushed them to that point? With online venues, we do sometimes find people's breadcrumbs that would have led us to that if we were looking for it. Their rants on hatred of a certain group of people that maybe they're going to that location to take out, or just literally their mental illness that has led them to that point of what isn't even a reality.
Yeah, I think sometimes like people's upbringing or their childhood experiences at a young age plays a role in how they develop and interact with society. And so online platforms is another way for people to make connections with people who are similar to them or who have had similar experiences. So mm-hmm. playing violent video games, connecting with other people who've had similar childhood experiences as them, making those connections, and then I think that plays a role with mental health and the ways that they're coping with their mental health.
Thank you, Craig and Brink and Karkash, for coming in today.